Listen, I tell you, their front a lot is incredible. Even recommended to rock the mic, like instead of a silence, you'd have me fronting into the amplifier. Point with the thumb at which MC to admire. I got high res images of drum sounds that I loop. You get to listen to them and to me too. How fortunate y'all are to get to bask under my glow. The MC, humble conduit to nerdcore flow.
Wah! Now it's time for a little braggadocio. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little braggadocio. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
And the trophy for most awesomest rapper ever goes to... trouble with the envelope. Oh, holy shit, it's MC Frontalot.
I stand 77 feet tall. I got 8 balls, and all y'all are subject to my thrall. I act appalled when in receipt of less than the highest honor. Someday I'll be both revered and passe, like Madonna. I'm all in effect. People tend to genuflect when I enter rooms, cause all dopeness is subsumed. I spell the doom of the hip-hop subgenre you used to prefer. This geekish rhythm intersection with the predilections that I've incurred. You say word with the serpent of beats, I'm unlikely to run out. Plus I'm so bright, it's like redundant to have the sun out.
One out of each 10 brags is hyperbolic. It's all inconsequential, cause you're just here to hear my tongue crawling.
Now it's time for a little brag of that show. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little brag of that show. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio.
Pistachios, ain't that great? I thought I'd mention them. Distinctive from how awesome I am. My rhymes venturesome then. The dumb luck of it all is I discover other rappers already bragging. But fronts on sync, no lagging. Keep slanging files of recombinate to add weight to fat tracks. I overlay this very vocal via gums that flap. I zap clock cycles from the sucker MCs as they struggle to parse. And yet this front's no farce. Some awesome massive aspiration station. Self in my head to be the dopest innovation since the slicing of bread. Instead of simply relying on my insistence to prove that every twist of my tongue is another radical move. Which it is, obviously.
Now it's time for a little brag of that show. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little brag of that show. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little brag of that show. While I swing my arms like Ralph Macchio. Now it's time for a little brag of that show. While I swing my arms.
All right, this is 120 minutes of tiny little motorbikes with Jick and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead. Jick is in the house. Jick is...
Now I'm Jick, because now I've unmuted my microphone.
All right, and we are here to answer your questions, which can be directed to Player Radio Bugbear. And what's his player ID?
That's an excellent question. It is.
276-426.
Checking. 276-426, indeed. But, please do try to, ask questions in chat private messages rather than in, Mr. Skullhead, which color are regular messages?
Use blue messages, not green messages.
All right. Are they called that because of the color of the notification in the chat?
Yep.
So that's clever. So people who don't use the chat don't know what green messages are. We will eventually answer the regular messages, but the thing that we've got that's constantly updating is looking at the chat private messages, so those are by far the best way to get a hold of us. So how are you doing today, Mr. Skullhead?
I am Superman. And you know, in other news, Superman is now an adjective. And yourself?
I'm okay. Little tired, little groggy.
The lovely Vita Laundress,
but I'm sure that
says that your mic is a little loud.
My mic is a little loud.
Yes.
I wonder how I can solve this problem. I am going to go into the control panel. I'm going to go into sounds and audio devices. Going to show volume for recording.
It may be that you were just talking loud and I was talking softly.
It might have been that I was talking loud. Yeah. I'll turn it down a little bit, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
What's going to happen is I'm going to clear my throat, creating probably some awful noises into the microphone. So yeah, feeling a little out of it, just kind of all week. Inability to complete sentences just like that. Inability to concentrate on anything other than World of Warcraft, it seems. Which I think is the same disease a lot of the tech industry has right now.
Yeah, I think that's why.
And maybe even Tech Smurf.
That would be Smurfy of him if he smurfed the World of Smurfcraft.
Sick Bacchus asks in a private message to Radio Bugbear, so has anyone tried to sue Asymmetric Publications LLC yet? No. No, they haven't, luckily.
I can't imagine why they would.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking when I was first, because I have talked to a number of lawyers over the course of doing all this, and pretty much the consensus is, you know, unless we do something wrong, nobody really has any reason to sue us, and we're an ethical company.
People were concerned somewhat, or at least a couple of people have asked me, if we're concerned about things that we reference in-game coming back to bite us in the ass, like being sued by the Moody Blues for having a knight in white satin. But that should fall under fair use rules. Like, you know, Weird Al gets away with it.
Yeah, you know, we don't... I think Weird Al largely gets permission, but I don't think he has to in a lot of the cases that he does. I mean, I guess what he does is a lot more, you know, just direct copies of songs with the words changed. So it's probably more about the music than the lyrics. But, you know, I mean, we don't use... I don't think we've got anything trademarked that we use, and... which is to say, we don't use anybody else's trademarks.
Yeah. We use our own.
Yeah, well, right. I don't think we have any trademarks. In fact, I'm certain that we don't, because I never registered any.
All right. Coming soon.
I'm reluctant to trademark an adventurer as you, because I might get sued by Nintendo, because Nintendo tends to have an itchy trigger finger on the sue gun.
Yeah. I was just going to say they're litigious, but then I wasn't sure how to pronounce it either.
Yeah.
Johnny Rocket asks, what is this Crimbo Elf I've heard about in chat? Is it a spoof, or is there really a Crimbo Elf? Johnny Rocket, check out the Mr. Store on the right side of the tracks, and you will see the Crimbo Elf.
It is indeed December's Familiar of the Month, only 1 3/4 days late, because I'm on top of my game. The bug earlier where it was the character pane was not reporting the name of the Crimbo Elf correctly has been fixed by my quick draw bug fixing skills. Probably in the course of fixing that, I put in some infinite meat exploits. So be on the lookout for those.
Happy hunting. The Pahirsum Pahantum asks, sent a message to you guys a while ago that me and Depression Dance are working on a Kingdom of Loathing Monopoly. You didn't respond then. What do you think?
What do we think?
Sure, go ahead and put it together and show it to us, and God only knows what could happen. Well, I mean, there are a limited number of things that could happen, but yeah, go ahead and work it out. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I'm totally okay, especially for, you know, for free or private use. You know, I'm not gonna go after anybody. You know, don't just like make a copy of Kingdom of Loathing and charge money for it, because then I'll have to talk to lawyers again. And I don't like talking to lawyers. They're mean to me. Meatwad202 says, are you ever planning on adding sound effects? No.
Meatwad202 is beginning his evening of spamming early.
Sword of Vengeance says, why have the adventure numbers gone down? I'm going to need some clarification, unless you know what he's talking about, Mr. Skullhead.
Nope.
Okay. So, Sword of Vengeance, ask again, more...
Concentrate and ask again.
Diamondback Llama says, how much wood could a woodchuck really chuck? I think the better question is, how many boards would the Mongols hoard if the Mongol hordes got bored?
Or how many?
Crawley says, please make sure your show is recorded this time. I'm at work and can't listen. That is something that is happening. The only reason the last show didn't get recorded by the Cold Front guys is because they didn't know about it. Because I am a bad, bad person, and I don't give out the details that I should.
Someone did record that, though, and I told them to get in touch with Cold Front, so they should be archiving that soon.
Yeah, I had been trying to get it from Shadows Light, but something kept going wrong with I want to say her, but it might be him, his upload, and so I haven't managed to get it. But, you know, all I would have done was send it right to Cold Front. I also wanted to see if I could, because Cold Front's got it on BitTorrent, and I tried to download one of the older ones, and it didn't seem like there were a lot of people seeding it, so it was going real slow. And I want to see if maybe I can, if I can put a little slice of the Kingdom's bandwidth dedicated to being able to download that, because it was kind of annoying. I don't like slow downloads, because I'm an American, and I want things now, now, now.
I'm afraid of Americans. Which means I am just in perpetual self-fear. And self-loathing in self-Las Vegas.
Just like David Bowie.
Zanu says, that was the worst song ever. Don't ever play that Ralph Macchio song again. Heathen, that is MC Frontalot. Bow before him.
And that is the best MC Frontalot song. Sizzler says, will there be a trophy-related PvP mini-battle, i.e. most trophies? That was something that was suggested in the initial sort of design document. I didn't do it just because... I guess it's really not such a big deal given the actual numbers that the trophies cost, but I was initially resistant because I didn't want it to be like a who-has-the-most-meat thing. It's really not a bad idea, though, because trophies kind of reward you for random, you know, just actually playing the game and doing a bunch of different things. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do with the new PvP, is sort of reward that. So that should go in. We're sort of thinking about a minor change to the way that the mini battles work in PvP. That being that, rather than just being two choices out of like. I think there are 9 different mini battles now. You see the same ones all the time, and so the ones that are supposed to be kind of goofy, like the Papaya War thing, tend to be too important in the grand scheme of things. So what we were going to do is do some things that were pretty fair as like the fourth battle, and then the totally random things, selecting from a huge pool of totally random things for the fifth battle, just so that. You know, you don't tend to see, because since there's only 9 or 10, you tend to see every single one of the mini contests every day that you're fighting at least a couple times, and that's got to be kind of annoying, especially when the mini contests are things that are pissing people off.
Wow!
Because of our blatant pandering to the exploiters.
I actually came up with that suggestion independently that we should have just a crap load of those mini battles. So.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Jake and I are on the wavelength.
We are indeed. Speaking of which, it seems like there are still a lot of complaints coming in about the PvP system, but there are also, I'm seeing a lot of people who just like never PvP'd before doing it and enjoying it, which is kind of cool. Crooked Bastard says, so far the council says there have been 100,000 Yetis released, so if we kill off those before more are released, will they become emaciated again? No, those numbers don't really mean anything right now.
Progress indicator.
And in fact, I think I probably. Well, yeah, but it's not like there are actually only 100,000 Yetis up there, because I'm sure that a lot more than 100,000 have been killed since those were released. But yeah, so no, don't worry, we're not going to run out of them again. VFDSC Bald says, can you make everything change after rollover? No. Things like. The value of pi cannot be changed after rollover. I don't know
Red
what you
Chinese
mean by everything.
Cannot be changed.
If you mean everything, then no. But if you mean, pretty much everything game-related now does change after rollover. Now that I changed the PvP thing, which was a much requested for a long time thing.
But, yeah. Meatwad202 asks, what is your thought on the underground radio KOL? He's referring to a new station that Sexy Goddess started up. And personally, I have no problem with it. Radio KOL is the official, unofficial radio station of Kingdom of Loathing, but that doesn't mean there can't be other stations. And if people want to listen to that instead of what's playing on Radio KOL, then we cannot stop them, and nor should we.
Yeah, I wasn't even actually aware of it until a few minutes before the show began this evening. Jess Foolin says, I am no lawyer, but I'm fairly certain that anything you are doing in the kingdom is protected under parody laws. Thank you.
But how can we take him seriously?
Because I anal, as the abbreviation says. He didn't use the abbreviation, but I like to imagine that he did, because I like to imagine people using I anal. Thor the Mighty says, you haven't logged into World of Warcraft, you must have changed characters. I have indeed not. I have not logged into Jarlsberg, the chef mage, lately. The last couple days, I've been screwing around with some other characters. Yeah, anybody who is in the Mountain Time Zone and plays World of Warcraft and is on the Doomhammer server, that's the server that I'm on, shooting things with the rusty blunderbuss or the ornate blunderbuss. I thought about creating a transportation system for clumsy people and calling it the Blunderbuss. What do you think about that idea, Mr. Scullion?
I don't know. We do have a Blunderbuss in-game.
We do. It's a Blunderbuss.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have the Blunderbuss.
Char says, say something to make Mr. A prices go up. Mr. A's now cost $12. No, they don't really.
No, they really don't. I was thinking of all the things that I could say, but then...
Yeah.
Lord knows. New forum threads.
We're about to stop making Mr. A's.
WTF.
Also, the game is about to shut down.
Our Mr. A rig over in Saudi Arabia has run dry, so we have to drill a new one, and that's going to make them more expensive.
They found out, the government found out that we were having our Mr. A's imported from Cuba, and so they fined us every bit of money that we had, and now we have to find another source. I'm actually pretty pleased with Mr. Accessory prices going down the way they have been, because to me, that is an indication that the economy is evening out.
It was the leading economic indicator for a while.
Yeah, I don't know that it still is. You know, I mean, the rares seem to be... I mean, the things that are actually super rare seem to be hovering around like a billion still, but... 50 million for a coffee Sprite, that's weird.
That is weird.
I'm just looking at the $12 million can of Red Minotaur. I know, items that I deemed not good enough to actually put into the game are now the most sought-after things in the game. Well, Mr. Accessories, $27 million.
Yeah. The Bladed Club asks, why don't you get a message this player is a proud owner of a Ms. Accessory or a Mr. Accessory Junior?
Yeah, I keep forgetting to do that, but I will.
There is your answer, Bladed Club.
Yeah.
Wicana and several others asked if you're going to be able to reassemble your hippie stone, and yes, that is in the works. Isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I was thinking about this, right? And what I posted in the forums was like, all right, you go 2 weeks without attacking, you can put together your hippie stone again. The thing is, once I implement that, it has to sit there for 2 weeks before anybody can actually put their hippie stone together. Unless I were to do what a lot of people have called for and just right now give everyone their stones back and let everyone voluntarily enter into PvP again.
Would that then erase all of the PvP rankings that are currently in?
Well, that would be a decision that would have to be made. I'm sure most people wouldn't want that to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually something to think about. I mean, if you remend your hippie stone, what happens to your ranking? I mean, so my guess is it needs to go away, because if you go into PvP as a low-level player, get a really low ranking, then mend your stone after 2 weeks, and then build way up, and then come in as a much more powerful player with a really low ranking, then you're going to be wreaking some havoc. So... Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing...
I don't think that it's a good idea to re-mend everyone's hippie stones.
But
I mean, within the next day or two, I'm going to start keeping track of the time of the last fight beyond, like, a couple days, beyond how long it takes the log files to rotate out now, which is the only place that it's kept now. So, yeah, I mean, I would say in a couple of weeks, the stone mending will probably be there. Or in a couple weeks plus X, whereas X is a number of days between 1 and 3.
Now, the problem that we were facing with that is knowing that there will be people who will try to use that as a PvP strategy rather than just wanting to rebuild their stone and not PvP at all. So we're doing our best to balance that out, and it's in the works. And? What else have we got in here?
Char says, do you think your use of elevated diction in your game raises SAT scores? I went from a 650 to a 690 in verbal. What do you think? And man, I hope that we had something to do with that.
Yeah.
I kind of doubt it, but, I mean, you know. Let's see. How does the SAT work now? Did Jezzerfly take it after it was changed?
Was it changed? I didn't know that.
Well, I think they added, like, a writing section to it.
Huh. Actually, Jezzerfly never took the SAT.
Did she take the ACT?
She took the ACT.
Or did she join the ACLU?
She was down with OPP. She was a VIP.
Hey, good times.
Damn, good radio. Damn. Good radio.
Sophie B. says, why let everyone who always decided to do it repair it pisses me off?
What? Yes.
Somebody, Black Belt Duck, points out, with the new MP rules, a familiar with starfish and fairy qualities would be good. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Because that is something that's become a lot more valuable, is the MP restoring familiars now. So they're probably... you know, just as desirable as the ones that we've been using to make the combinations for the sort of bonus familiars. That's pretty good.
Excellent.
Zlyania says, Bob the Cheese Dragon asks, when will the Sorceress Quest be done? Thank you, Zlyania. Zlyania, who's sitting next to me, answering your bug reports and messages. Doing an excellent job of it. Paul the Goddess.
Paul the Goddess?
Paul the Goddess says, how long does it take to get a Mr. A via snail mail? I've been going to the post office and getting the things that have come in like twice a week. So it shouldn't take too long, unless it just takes a long time for the thing to actually get here. Today, for instance, I know I'm 100% caught up because I went to the post office this afternoon. I got some euros in the mail today, Mr. Scullin.
Just for one day?
We could be euros. Just that was weird. Sophie B says no hippie stone. All right, nobody likes. She's angry about the idea of healing the hippie stones. Bad Monkey 32 says, are you thinking of reinstating the ghost pickle on a stick recipe? I am actually. We're in the process of getting rid of, or you know, the owners of 80% of the remaining spectral pickles in the kingdom, and the owners of really the only significant stashes left. There are a couple people with, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 of them, which is not really going to be that big of a deal. It will allow a handful of people to control the sort of mall market for ghost pickles on a stick, but. The rest of them are pretty spread out, and they probably by tomorrow or the next day, those will be gone, as they have been agreed. The owners have agreed to auto sell them.
Excellent.
For me, because I asked. So they're that particular dupe ramification is about to be repaired.
Dupe ramification.
Dupe ramification.
Lag Monster asks, assuming such fine gentlemen as yourselves have girlfriends slash wives, what influence do they have in KOL, if any? I have a fiance. She goes by Jezzerfly in game, and she designed the turkey hand familiar.
She did indeed. It needs to be credited in there somewhere. I forgot to do that. My girlfriend is a Moonlit Day number 12. We got together pretty much right when I want to say that about a week after we started dating is when I did the first bit of work on Kingdom of Loathing. So I guess the influence that she had on it in the beginning was being someone that I could sleep with so that I didn't have to spend a lot of time trying to get women to sleep with me, and freed up a lot of my time to allow me to create a computer game. Also, she played for a long, long time, and I'm trying to think if any of the early things were like her idea. I'm sure that one or two of them were, but I don't remember which ones.
So yes. They have influence. And part of the way that Jezzerfly influences the game is by allowing me to sit in here and do this radio show, even though she's sitting in the other room watching TV. So, much appreciated, Jezzerfly.
Lucy Goosey asks over and over and over again, thank you very much for testing the spam ability of the radio, the chat PMs. How is the adding the make as many to make this many coming along? By the way, love the game. Thank you, Lucy Goosey, and I'm sorry to give you the shit, as we call it in my country. It's just one of those things that, you know, it would take a half an hour if I thought of it at a time when I had a half hour to work on something like that. See, this is why I need some sort of to-do list with Zlyania in charge of it, because I'm not so good at organizing. I don't know if that shows in any of the things that you can see from a player's perspective. I bet it does.
Creative genius is always chaotic.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's more laziness than chaos, but that's another thing about creative geniuses, man. Is you're always so down on yourself. Hey, I had this plan. I was gonna scratch off a scratch-off lottery ticket on the air.
Awesome.
You want to listen to me scratch off a scratch-off lottery ticket while you answer a couple questions?
Scratch it real close to the mic.
I'll just chime in every once in a while to tell you.
Scratch it with the mic. Xanica, in addition to being a helpful drug for acid reflux, Xanica asks, how long is it supposed to take to receive your Mr. A's? I paid for mine via credit card like last week. If you don't automatically receive your Mr. Accessory from a PayPal donation, make sure and send a message to Jick, and then our lovely Zlyania will go and check you out and send the Mr. Accessory your way. If you don't do that, then we have no way of knowing that you need it. So make sure and send that. And if you donate via Amazon, you have to send a message so that we know that you donated, because they're very anonymous. So
they protect your privacy to the point of just making it really irritating to do anything ever.
Yeah,
with anything. So I'm playing the Merry Money scratch off game. It's like Christmas, except instead of Christmas, it's money. what you do is you scratch entire play area, which I do that on a fairly regular basis. Count the number of tree symbols and see prize legend for prize one. So I'm supposed to just find some trees, right? I'm guessing that there are maybe 15, there's probably 10. There are probably 10 symbols, because this 10 trees equals $5,000. So I've scratched off one symbol, Mr. Skullhead, and it is a star. It is unfortunate.
You'll have to see the prize legend. Back in the olden days, the elders would sit around the campfire and tell the prize legend. And sometimes the map legend. And sometimes they would show the movie legend.
The second item is also not a tree, but is bells.
Something tells me...
Ooh, a tree!
Oh, wait.
I have found a tree, and that means that I have broken even on this $2 lottery ticket.
A funny guy asks, if you donate 20 bucks at one time, do you get one mystery or two?
You get two.
If you donate 200, you'll get 20. And if you donate 2,000, you'll get a blowjob from Jick.
Yeah. This is a note that Skullhead's opinions are not those of the Asymmetric Publications LLC. The opinion of the CEO and janitor of Asymmetric Publications LLC is that the CEO and janitor of Asymmetric Publications LLC has an empty can of Busch Bavarian in front of him, so he will be right back while Mr. Skullhead answers a question.
All right.
He gets a beer.
And apparently Jake will scratch the mic across the entire surface of his desk as he walks away. Let's see, what do we got in here? The Sorceress Lair will be done when it's done, by the way. That's the other question.
Back again with Bush in hand. What did I miss? A Bush in the hand is worth three in the bird.
Two in the... People keep asking about new areas. Are there going to be new areas? There will. But it'll take a while.
Yeah, we've just got sort of a moratorium on adding a lot of new areas to the game while we get the things finished that need to be worked on.
Quaggy says, come on, you guys haven't insulted each other's mothers yet. Quaggy's probably playing the KOL drinking game, where every time we insult each other's mothers, then you take a shot. So, Jake, I was sleeping with your mom last night, and she rolled over and nearly crushed my rib cage.
Crushed your what?
Rib cage.
Rib cage.
With her massive girth.
With her massive girth, I see. Oh, wait, I get it. You're implying that my mother is fat.
Yeah, because, well, just so Quaggy can drink. I know for a fact that your mom is really hot.
You know, I went with my mother to visit my family. I drove right past the trailer in which I learned to program in BASIC, the trailer in which I wrote my first computer game ever.
Ooh.
Which was probably some variant of some computer game in the Learn BASIC on your TRS-80 Color Computer 2 book that I had. And it made me happy to see the idyllic pastures of my youth. Really, it didn't. It was really cold, and the bars were full of people who were kind of mean. They were going to beat me up because my hair is long.
That's really sad.
It was kind of funny until I realized that they were actually serious. You know, it was like, there's a pretty good chance that I was just going to get punched in the face because my hair is long. That does make me kind of sad. Let's see. Senor Random asked if there's going to be any dinosaur zone, but no. Char says, tell Jick that the lottery is just for people with bad math skills. Oh, come on. I know that I'm not going to win the lottery, but it's fun to play scratch-off tickets.
Well, just like blackjack is, you know, any casino game, the odds are in favor of the house, but it's fun to play.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes you do win money, and that is fun. Overall, like, I've lost a lot of money at blackjack, but I've also had, like, a lot of times when I'm like, hey, everybody, dinner's on me for the next 3 days because I just won a bunch of money playing blackjack. And it's cool. And if it happened all the time, it wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
That's the difference between a job and a game.
Right.
You know?
Are we blurring that line yet for you? As far as kingdom goes?
What line is that?
The line between job and game.
Like, is it becoming a job?
Yeah.
You know, there are certainly things about it that are a lot like a job. As you know, because you're having to kind of light fires under me a lot of time, I tend to dislike the sort of commerce aspect. You know, I don't... I tend to not get around to doing things like, you know, getting the shirts printed and getting things going. Like, I just kind of... Those things are secondary to, like... Well, really, those things are secondary to playing World of Warcraft.
But right.
No, they're secondary to, you know, I mean, like, reading the forums and that kind of thing. The parts of it that are job-like, I tend to just kind of get done in little bursts and then not think about them anymore.
Coming in 6 months, the Kingdom of Loathing online store.
Yeah, actually coming probably fairly soon. The glassware is being printed probably as we speak. You will soon be able to get sets of shot glasses with the classes on them. And that's going to be cool.
We like to call them classes glasses. Actually, I like to call them that.
You like to call them what? You cut out.
The classes glasses.
The classes glasses, I see. Mm. And the beer says, I didn't get martini glasses. They sell martini glasses, but they were really expensive, and I didn't know if anybody would actually want them. Yeah, now all the people who have donated $200 are trying to cash in their blowjobs, Mr. Scullett. Thank you very much for saying that on the air.
Have people donated $2,000?
Did you say 2,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I think Sewer Rats did.
Huh.
Because he's all about that whole, like, giving away Mr. Accessories like crazy on the radio.
Yeah, which is
awesome. Is just cool as hell, yeah. And he's planning, I'm actually working with him on a Christmas extravaganza for the thing that he's doing as, wait, maybe I'm not supposed to say that they're...
No, that's a different character.
Sorry if I ruined the... Oh, is it?
Oh. Yeah.
Never mind.
Marlo asks, another good suggestion from our player base, is there an easy way that the total number of players could be displayed when you log into chat? Example, the population of the kingdom is X at this time.
Like the total number of active accounts, or...?
No, the total number logged in. He's probably asking the total number of players, but I think people would appreciate the total number logged in.
Yeah, that would actually be pretty easy to do the total number logged in. Just when you go in, when it says there are X number of people in this channel, I could just put a parenthetical, this many total logged on.
Or give people the / count command, and they can do what I do, which is constantly check it and panic when it drops.
Yeah, I actually get kind of happy when it drops because I know that I can run some of the maintenance code and not have to worry about it slowing everybody down. But that only happens at like 2 or 3 in the morning now. You know, you can't sweat the little fluctuations, Mr. Skullhead.
It was a peak the other day. There were over 1,500 people logged in.
I don't think I've ever seen over 1,500. Hey, you know what just happened to this scratch-off card is it became worth $3,
uh-huh.
And it cost $2. Therefore, I have officially won the lottery. So, haha, Char, what good are your math skills doing you now that I've got a whole dollar? I think I'm going to buy something that costs 75 cents and then call Char from a payphone and brag about it.
I think payphones cost 50 cents now, though.
Well, shit, I guess I'll buy something that costs 50 cents then.
Go to your go to Food Mart and get some crazy Mexican thing from a vending machine.
Holy crap, it just became a $5 lottery ticket.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, it just became a $10 lottery ticket. This is pretty crazy.
If that's a $10,000 ticket, I expect my Christmas to be a lot merrier.
Yeah, it's not the maximum payout on it is $5,000.
No.
But
well, I stand by my statement.
Okay. CT Audi girl says one of you is breathing into the mic. That's probably one of us.
It's you because I can hear it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was after you sat back down.
Maybe I moved the. Let's see. Is it now?
Yeah.
You can hear that?
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll just have to stop breathing then. maybe I'll put the microphone down by my neck. Can you hear my voice now?
Very, very little bit.
Well, okay. I'll move the microphone back up here, and you'll hear both my voice and my breathing.
All right.
All right. So the next two things, other than the three trees that I just uncovered, were candy and gift.
Hmm.
And now there's something that looks to be like one of the pipes from Super Mario Brothers. Or maybe one of the pipes that I was smoking the last time I watched the Super Mario Brothers movie with Captain Lou Albano. I've actually never seen that movie.
I have, and it's worth a watch. I mean, even sober.
Like a digital watch?
Yeah. Like one of the ones from Burger King.
Okay.
But it was Bob Hoskins as Mario and John Leguizamo as Luigi.
Who's Bob Hoskins?
The detective from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh. It wasn't Captain Lou Albano?
No, he was the one in the TV show.
Oh, I see. And Dennis Hopper was Bowser, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy.
You called him King Koopa.
So one of the items on this lottery ticket is now RNDER, which I guess is a reindeer. It vaguely looks like a reindeer.
Or maybe it's a render.
And then Snowman. All right, so this lottery ticket turned out to be worth $10. So that's a net profit of $8. Except I bought two lottery tickets. So the other one's a $3 ticket. So it's a net profit tonight so far of $5.
And that's all right.
I made money just by going to the store to buy Bush. Which is delicious. I'm surprised people haven't given me a lot of crap about it yet in the private messages tonight, but... Cowan B says, would Jit quit the Warehouse 23 clan? You can't stop ordinary players thinking you're favor to them. Well, you know, the fact that they think that doesn't make it true, and I won't pander to that idea. You know, it's the reason that I'm in that clan is because I like listening to their clan chat, because there are a lot of members of Warehouse 23 that just have a really uncanny bead on the way the game works, and talking to them is like talking to Mr. Skullhead or talking to Boozer Bear or talking to myself, except when I talk to myself, I'm always telling me, like, how hot I am and how I want to touch me.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen with them.
Thank God.
Except Marshall. He does that sometimes.
Mm. Zanu says, there have been a lot of small KOL barbecues and parties. Are you planning a big KOL con anytime soon? I believe we've decided that Arkenstock is going to be pretty much KOL con 2.0, haven't we?
Did we?
Or are we going to have...
I kind of was leaning towards no. Because... partly because I don't want... I'm comfortable saying that you know, when we did the last KOL con, it was okay that it was 18 and over.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to say that Arkenstock is the official one, since Arkenstock needs to be 21 and over.
Right.
You know, I figure that we will end up doing a KOL con at some place where we get, you know, a conference room or something for a couple of nights, and somebody else is responsible for, like, carding people who want to drink.
Right.
And so we can have the youngins there. You know, not even the youngins, so much as, you know, it's like if, say, Pie Monkey wanted to go to Arkenstock, he couldn't. And you know, so it's just like a different kind of thing. I don't want to say that. You know, that said, I also, as we've said a lot of times before, I don't even want to start thinking about planning such a thing. But
let's say if it happens, it'll be this summer probably. Well,
just the word summer makes my crotch hurt.
It would kind of need to be from the Skullhead perspective, because I'm in school. But anyhow, Zanika asks, will you ever add a tattoo for having a Mr. A, Ms. A, and a Mr. A Junior all equipped at the same time? Yes. Maybe?
Ever add a what?
A tattoo for the Mr. A family?
Well, I was reluctant. That was the initial idea, but I was kind of reluctant to do it because I didn't want to... You know, right now, I don't think that there are any tattoos or any trophies that require you to spend money. And I don't want to, I don't really want to do that.
No, you can always buy them with meat.
Yeah, but... Werebear says, Bush, good lord. Indeed, thank the good lord for creating Augustus Bush, the guy behind Anheuser-Busch. My dad a long time ago told me the story of Bush beer. Apparently, when they were building Bush Stadium in St. Louis... There was no such thing as Bush beer. They were going to call it Budweiser Stadium, but the St. Louis City Council wouldn't allow it to be named after beer, so they called it Bush Stadium and then started making Bush beer.
That's pretty clever.
Because, you know, Budweiser is cool. Char says, if you get $5,000 from that lottery ticket, then I concede today. But have you lost more playing the lottery still? Yes. Yes, I absolutely have. You know, I mean, like I said, I like scratch optics. Hey, does anybody else remember? You know who probably does remember is the guy who does x-entertainment.com, because he seems to just remember and still have every single physical relic of my childhood. But those Pac-Man trading cards with the little scratch-off maze game in them, because those were the shit. And I ask everyone as though somebody's going to respond to me and then leave a silence for them to respond, and that's just not going to happen.
But it's good radio.
It is.
It's damn good radio. Quaggy.
And that's what
continues to.
Bush sounds like.
And smells like. Quaggy continues to gush over Jick. She thinks you're sexy, she wants to bear your children, and Quaggy hearts Jick. There you go.
Funny guy says, can you make it so we can pound the stuffing out of the Toot Oriole? You can already. You have to kill the hermit first, and once you've done that, then you find the rope bridge that allows you to come in the backside of Mount Noob. And once you've come at the Toot Oriole from the backside, you can destroy him. You can pound the stuffing out of him.
Word.
He isn't stuffed. He's a real live Oriole. Lucy Goosey says, how hard would it be to add a timestamp to the messages in chat? They already have one. You just can't see it. And you wouldn't want to, because it's that screwed-up Unix timestamp that's the number of seconds elapsed since January 1st, 1970, which is useful, but not really legible. The chat is already so small that even having the channel name in front of it when you're listening to other channels makes it sort of difficult to read, so no, I really don't want to put timestamps in there. And plus, you know, it's usually moving quickly enough that you can pretty much tell how long ago something was said if you're looking at it at all.
The chat has started dropping messages again, by the way.
Can anybody make that happen on purpose?
It just seems to be when it's really crowded.
Yeah. Is it dropping the same messages for everyone, or are some people seeing a given message and some people aren't?
I think generally random people are seeing random messages dropped.
Okay.
They don't know what those messages that were dropped are.
Right. That's probably just the update timing out. That's something I guess that's probably just a feature of the lag, although it surprises me that it didn't happen during the really horrible sort of pre-optimization periods of lag. But, again, it's something that I do need to look at, because that's got to be pretty annoying. You know, I see it happening to people, but I never see any of my own missing messages. Of course I don't. Just Foolin' says, okay, last time before I consider it spam, third time this being, is reset officially canceled? Same answer as always. There will almost certainly not be a reset if the implementation of Ascension and the couple months after that don't do what we believe they are going to do for the economy, and if the rest of the fixes that we are doing and will continue to do don't fix the problems that we see, then we will consider it. It is neither canceled nor not canceled, because we don't know. I don't want to do a reset, and I will almost certainly not do a reset, but if I have to, I will consider it again. That is the answer.
Call it Schrodinger's
Meatwad 202 says, do you guys like Dance Dance Revolution? Now, Mr. Skullhead likes it about as much as he likes Halo.
No, I actually really like Dance Dance Revolution. I just haven't had the opportunity to play it enough to not ridiculously embarrass myself. So sooner or later I'll get the home game and I'll train, preferably with Eye of the Tiger playing in the background, and then I'll go and kick all the 12-year-olds' asses.
I wonder if Dance Dance Revolution has Eye of the Tiger, or I wonder if you can. I wonder if it has any kind of beat matching where you can like put your own songs into it. I suppose that would be remotely feasible on the Xbox, where you could put like MP3s on the hard drive.
Right.
But I don't know.
Hello, Jezzerfly.
Mr. Magnifico says, "Why not some kind of intrinsic effect rather than a tattoo for having the Mr. A family?" Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
That's yeah, and just kind of make them all three of them give you something. Or just, you know,
Let's see.
User is a proud owner of a Mr. A family. I'm going to let you take it for 10 minutes or so and see if we can get our dinner started.
Okay.
So, I have faith in you.
I have faith in me, too. All right. So maybe now is a good opportunity. Boy, this is going to be hard. I haven't ever been on the radio by myself before and not been playing music. Without Mr. Skullhead to shut me up when I get off track, I don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen right now is that I'm going to try and check Radio Bugbear's regular messages and find out that Radio Bugbear is not logged on anymore because he was timed out. Again, those of you listening carefully now know how many characters are in Radio Bugbear's password and how many clicks it takes to get to the message center of Radio Bugbear's top menu. Let's see. McMerlin says, can you please, please, please implement some way to trade in multiple trinkets / gewgaws at the Hermit? That's a good idea. And again, something that will go on the to-do list that doesn't actually exist because it's not easy for me to put things on the to-do list. Wild Fjord says, are there any plans for new familiars? Yes, there are going to be new familiars every month for as long as we can keep coming up with new familiars every month as the Familiar of the Month feature in Mr. Store is going to stay. And, yeah, I mean, as you know, as new content gets added, new familiars will get added, too. Ad Writer says, I'd like to put in a house familiar application for my ghost pickle on a stick, Vlasic the Impaler. Can he get into the rotation? That isn't actually how it works. That is a good name for the ghost pickle on a stick. But the familiars that are in as the house familiars are not actually people's familiars that we've talked to or found or seen and thought were cool. Let's see. And that's it. People are doing a very good job of not sending regular messages to Radio Bugbear, and I would like to congratulate you people on doing so. Let's see. Back to... I have way too many windows open. Back to the chat private messages. It takes a little while to load because a lot of people want to have us answer their questions. Sophie B. says, waffle all you want, Jick. Actually, waffle all you WSNTJIVK. I think left hand scooted over. That's what happened there. Probably talking about reset, and I don't think I'm waffling. You know, I'm just saying what the truth is. Vicious Weasel says, check out www.stepmania.com for a free DDR program that your comp that you can make your own step files for. I'll have to tell Mr. Skullhead about that because he likes dancing around like a fag. I actually only played DDR once, and I wasn't bad at it. I'm just bad at exercise, so I decided that it wouldn't be a good idea for me to keep playing DDR until my heart exploded, and also that it probably would have happened before the end of the next song. VFDSE Bald, can you normal message me how to kill the Hermit? No. Only people in lounge know how to kill the Hermit. Red Halo says, whenever I type a forward slash before my message, unless one reply or message or channel, my messages always disappear. Well, if you type a forward slash before a message, it's going to interpret it as a slash command. And if it's not a valid slash command, then it's supposed to disappear. I mean, I guess it could say, you know, invalid slash command, but nothing is the same thing as invalid slash command. Let's see. Shadows Light says, is it possible to have a timestamp on private chat messages so you know when a person sent you a message when you were not in the chat? That is a problem. It's a problem that I see every time I log on, because even when I'm not in the chat, people are constantly sending me messages. That's not a bad idea. Although, you know, would it then need the date on it, too? Because the time would, especially if it was in 12-hour format, wouldn't really mean much. I don't know. I'll think about it. Miss Accessory says, is it possible for blue messages to go into KMail if you're not in chat and or not signed into KOL? That is something, actually, what I'm doing now is at the end of the day, I think at the end of the day, I'm just expiring and deleting old private messages. But it might not be a bad idea, given that a single day's worth would probably not be too bad, to at rollover have the chat PMs that you haven't seen just become a single K-mail or regular message. Let's see. A lot of people talking about the Pac-Man cards. Let's see. Zanu says, those Pac-Man cards were the coolest. I managed to finish one of the mazes once without hitting a ghost. I traded it for some of the Pac-Man card stickers I did not have. Awesome. Riff says, Jick, Pac-Man scratch-off cards. I got one once that only had two ghosts on it. I won the whole damn maze. I used to carry it around in my wallet. And Sailor Bowser says, I remember those. So good. People still remember the Pac-Man maze scratch-off cards because they were the shit. I wonder, I bet eBay would be a source for those, but I bet they're $1,000 each. I've wanted for a long, long time to have a Miss Pac-Man cocktail table. The point where back when I first got a real job, when I moved to the bustling metropolis of Phoenix, Arizona, I ran into a guy who had one, and I offered him $1,000 for it, and he wouldn't sell it to me for $1,000. Later on, I found out that they cost a lot more than $1,000, so he shouldn't feel too bad about not selling it to me for far less than it's worth. Marlo says, Mr. Bush himself drinks Budweiser. Okay. But I wonder if Mr. Budweiser drinks Bush. I didn't even know that Augie Bush was still alive. I thought he died. But maybe it's just because he was old. Let's see. Crazy Foo says, no, I'm not going to read what Crazy Foo says. Miss Accessory says, is it possible that after tons of use of the saucepan, you can wear it as a hat? Well, no, because there's not really any way to distinguish one saucepan from another saucepan. Old SFRK says, please acknowledge me on the air, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Done. It sounds like Jezzerfly is having some kind of a fit. I wonder if they can hear me. Let's see. Dead Raythalina says, is Jick really from blank Illinois? Yes. Yes, he is. I'm from Fairfield, says Dead Wraith. Cool. About a half hour away from where I was. Actually, about an hour away from where I was born and a half hour away from where I lived is where Fairfield, Illinois is. Wavy Gravy says, is it okay to send game ideas to Jick via K-mail? Thank you for Woodstock, by the way, Mr. Gravy. Yes, it is okay to send game ideas to Jick via K-mail. Paul the Goddess, which just unsettles me as a name, is Asymmetric Publications LLC on NASDAQ or Dow Jones? It's actually on both, which is weird. The NASDAQ, NADSAC. How do some people write with symbols, as in musical notes and hearts, etc., says CT Audi Girl? That's a good question. I think you both have to be using, both the person who writes it and the person who sees it have to be using like the new version of IE for Windows XP, but I think you can just do like extended characters in the chat. I'm sure that somebody will tell me, now that I've said this on the air, how that's done. Nate Pyrokai says, hey, if you have the filthy hippie outfit on, can you make it so the game really trips out a crap just starts appearing for no real reason? I'm not against the idea of hallucinations in the game, but I'm also, you know, not thinking about them too much. Marlo says, do you think I will quit having this reoccurring dream? What dream is it? You'll have to tell me, and then I'll tell you whether you're going to stop having it or not. If I ask you here, says Sealed Skilled Child, will you re-implement the total number of players more powerful than you? All polls have shown great support for it. Sure. Yes, I will. Brahe says, Brahe must have said. Okay. Brahe asked a question that's specific to the mods, so I'll address that privately. Master Bates says, what actions are you guys taking against scammers? Well, that's a good question. there's a lot of... are you back, Mr. Skullhead?
Yes.
Awesome. There are issues lately, I know, with renting of outfits, and honestly...
Don't do it.
I don't... I don't feel like punishing people who steal outfits from people who are renting out outfits, because when you rent out an outfit to somebody, you are asking to get it stolen from you.
Yeah.
If you were to say, it is the equivalent of walking down the street with a backpack full of diamonds hanging open with a big sign on your head in one of those, you know, one of those like spherical signs with the spinning LED things that they have in bars now, so that you can see it in every direction that says, pretty please steal the diamonds that are in my backpack. And honestly, like, I would take diamonds from that guy.
Maybe we should add that to the policies, though. Another, like, nobody will be punished, but we also aren't going to go around tracking down your stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just one of those things, like...
Stupid enough to do it, you deserve to get it stolen.
Well...
Jezzerfly's opinions are not necessarily those of the station.
Yeah, it's hard. And it's just like, you know, it's like a lot of people want me to start doling out punishments for people who change the prices back and forth on items in the mall, hoping that somebody will follow a search in there and then pay $6 million for something that they thought was $6,000. And I don't really feel like there's anything we should do about that. Because if you can't read the screen, then nothing we do is going to prevent you from getting scammed. You know, it's like, I can understand that it's an accident and you get in a hurry, but don't be in a hurry. When you're buying stuff from other players, make sure that the price that it says on the thing in the mall, when you're getting ready to hit the button that says buy it, is the price that you want to pay for it. You know, there used to be a problem where you could actually get scammed like that. They could change the price in between you clicking the button and actually being charged for it, but that was fixed. You know, I mean, in a way, this probably seems like we're being kind of wishy-washy about the policies that say no scamming or your account gets disabled, but, you know, there are certain things that come up that are very, you know, clever scams that we figure most people would be taken in by. You know, but things like, my offer system is broken, so I can't use the secure item trade. If you believe that guy, you deserve to lose your stuff. I mean, I'm sorry, but there's really nothing that we can do about that.
No,
you know, that guy is an asshole, but, you know, it's...
People were saying that we just don't ever punish any scammers ever, and that's certainly not the case. There was a player who was sending out messages that said, I am Jake's new admin, and I need your login information to stop this thing happening, and it was a very good scam. And that person got, well, you know, it was a lousy scam, but it was better than most. But that person got that account disabled, all of their accounts disabled, and they're gone. That's just,
yeah, I mean, it really,
short of it.
To a large extent, it did, whether or not somebody, and this is lame, I will fully admit that this is lame. To a large extent, whether or not somebody gets their accounts disabled for violating the policies that we say you'll get your account disabled for is whether they sort of piss us off or not, you know? I mean, it's... If you draw attention to yourself and act like a jackass, you are more than likely going to have the policies leveled against you to their full strength. You know, it's like once the eye is on you, you can't get away with anything. But we can't see everything. Jess Fulin says Pac-Man bubblegum cards are only about $10 on eBay. That makes me pretty happy.
So
Inari says, Dear Jake, can you please make using 1337 in the chat a bannable offense under spam? Plus, don't let Zly whoop your ass too hard. PPS, skilled, skiled, shield, siled's name is name changed to protect the innocent, and that's easier. Mandolin says, is there any way for you to integrate Farkle into the game? I don't know what Farkle is.
So, sure. all the people who are asking what the hell was going on in the background, Jess and I were play fighting and tickling each other, and then we were both shouting. We weren't having sex, but we probably will later.
You called me fat.
I did no such thing as even remotely resembling calling her fat.
Yes, you did.
Tiberius says,
Jezzerfly, you're getting kind of fat.
I don't fuck you
anymore.
Well, duh. I don't fuck fat girls. I'm sorry. yeah, all right. Since you're actually listening to this and somebody that I know and see, as opposed to Mr. Skullhead's mom, I need to turn off the can. I'm very sorry, Jezzerfly. I care about you deeply and would fuck you no matter how fat you got.
Jezzerfly is agreeably svelte and, as they say, te hot. Just so you all know. Riveting Radio. Tiberius says, please say my name on the air, please. Fuck no. I will never say the name Tiberius on the air.
Wait, Char says, I think it is bad that I, who assume people are altruistic innately, should be insulted by your girlfriend. What? Did I miss something that I said?
I think he was talking about Zach, or... Yeah, I think...
Yeah, Jick. You mean Jick? Nobody knows my real name.
Nope. I think he was talking about Jezzerfly saying that, you know, if people get taken in by certain scams, they deserve to lose what they lose.
You confuse but, me with Jick?
But Char, he did not say that assuming that people are innately altruistic should get you, you know, kicked in the face. What he said was that people running things that are very obviously scams, you know, it really is kind of your fault if you get taken in by them. There's a difference
if you give enough people the opportunity to take advantage of you with zero effort, one of them is going to. And that sucks ass. It sucks ass that even in a community as cool as ours, in which most people are totally reasonable and not... scammers, still, you know, the anonymity afforded the players of this game by the fact that it's an online game, it just, you are eventually going to run into somebody who will take your stuff. You know, just like in the real world. It's like, you know, you can believe in the fundamental decency of mankind, but if you don't lock your doors at night, then somebody is going to come in and steal your shit. And that sucks.
Not locking locking your doors at night is different from shooting on sight everybody that walks into your periphery, you know. You can assume that somebody's legitimate and, you know, you can be open and inviting without just being gullible. There's right. A fine line.
Shadows Light says, Papazito wants to know how you feel about the KOL Melian program. I actually downloaded KOL Melian the other day and used it for the first time, and it's cool. It's cool. I can see how somebody would want to, you know, I certainly don't think that I would like the idea of people playing the game exclusively via KOL Million, because, you know, you miss the things that I think give the game value, which is the writing and the pictures and the coolness. I mean, I guess you see some of the coolness, but no, it's a really slick little program. Like, the multi-adventure thing, like, I was watching the way that worked, and I was thinking, wow, you know, how did he deal with the, oh, that's how. Hey, but what about the, oh, that's how, and I was just really impressed by it. So, yeah, it's cool. And their radio thing was neat, but I'd rather use Winamp, because I like the control over, I think, you know, Winamp gives me. Plus, I'm a traditionalist at heart. And at crotch. Mm. Old SFRK says, okay, nobody can get my name correct. It is pronounced Old Freak. By the way, you guys are gay, thanks. Wait, great, not gay, great.
Oh. See,
it was G8. No, it was GR8T. Wait, Greatet?
Greatet.
Graped. Graped. We're graped.
I've been graped before. That's when you drink too much wine and... It's kind of like trying to talk with your mouth full of brownie.
Yeah. Are you eating herb brownies, Mr. Skullhead?
We found these brownies in a cookbook that were called Magic Brownies, but they don't have any magic ingredients in them, so they're not really. But they do bake in 5 minutes in the microwave, and they're tasty as hell.
I think of microwave brownies the same way that I think of microwaved eggs, which is that they probably suck.
Yeah, they were tasty.
Yeah, well, if you like them, then
although
they don't.
They did taste a little like Easy Bake Oven brownies.
I don't think I've ever had Easy Bake Oven brownies.
Oh, you had an Easy Bake Oven, you know it.
I didn't. I always wanted one, but I never got one. No, wait, that was my mom.
I always wanted your mom.
No, actually, that was your mom. I always wanted your mom, but I never got her until high school.
I beat you on that one, and you know it. What else have we got? How's the Yeti naming going, Dick?
Oh, Christ. Okay, I forgot. Well, I did get the list down from 15,000 to like 12,000 with a bunch of I started making the short list. But then I did that while I was back at home because I had it on my laptop. The only thing other than porn which was on my laptop continues to be the only thing other than porn that is on my laptop, because that turns out to be the only thing a Mac is good for is text editing and porn. Just kidding, all you Mac assholes, because I know you're about to start sending me a bunch of us. No, I think some of the, like I believe it was Hot Stuff's little extra Mac interface thing that he had done for Kingdom of Loathing, and it was pretty slick. Miss Accessory says, can you send me a link to KOL Million? I don't know where it is. You can find it in the forums. Actually, you know what? There's a link to it on Cold Front. So if you, from the front page, go to Cold Front via the link that says Cold Front, and the most recent news item, probably soon to be replaced by the recording of this show when we're done, is a new version of KOL Million. Char doesn't lock his doors at night. Well, okay. Where do you live, Char? And do you have any nice stuff?
Because as one of our hacksaws told us long ago, if you didn't want us to steal something, you should make it harder for us to do so.
Right. Yeah. Well, they kind of make a point, but, you know. If he didn't want to be murdered, he shouldn't have kept his jugular so close to the surface of his body. Toxic Popsicle says, can someone bitch slap Mac 212188? I'm sure someone can. Anyone near Mac 212188 would like to oblige Toxic Popsicles? I like the name Toxic Popsicle.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's kind of hard to say, but it's cool.
Wikana says, true about KOL Million, but it saves time if you have to go somewhere and want to use your turns for the day. No, it's totally true. I'm glad that that can happen.
Nate Pyrokai says, hey, Hell Ramen is somewhat offensive to the overly Christian, which I'm not. Yay, is this even a question? No, it's not.
Yeah, it's really not. I've never gotten a single comment about that. So I suspect that, I mean, honestly, if you were the kind of person who was going to be offended by that, you would have found something else to be offended by the time you get to the point where you see that, and you would have stopped playing.
The first time that you kick somebody's ass, actually, you would stop playing if you were that overly.
Yeah. Yeah. Shadows Light says, will we ever see a new mist buffing potion like Arsifire for muscle for basement adventures? I have proposed the papaya plus reagent potion of power. Yeah, you know, I'm actually totally content to put that in. You know, I could probably do that. I wouldn't even have to draw anything. Yeah, totally. No, yeah. I will put in the potion of power. I didn't know, though, was it you or was it JLE who suggested that? I don't know who to credit it. Let's see. Xylinia says, JLE asks, where is JLE talking to you? Oh, Oh, thank you, Xylinia. Xylinia? Okay. You'd think I would know this. JLE asks, are we ever going to see the new area and items that half of Via managed to hack into a couple months back, or did they get removed? No, they didn't get removed. They're just not there yet. I don't think that I'm giving away too much to say that Canadia is part of the Ascension Code.
Right.
And, you know, it's one of three things that two of them are, I think, completely done, and one of them is completely designed, and all written by Mr. Skullhead, and just needs to actually be put in by my lazy ass. The Mysticality Potion, hey Galactic, write Papaya Potion on the whiteboard in large letters, in whatever color yes, with a Sharpie, please. Okay, my whiteboard. This is Doc Galactic writing down Papaya Potion on my whiteboard. So maybe even tonight. Although I have a feeling that as soon as I stop talking on the radio, that I'm going to start playing World of Warcraft again, because I'm an asshole.
See, the problem...
No, I'm just an addict. I need rehab.
The problem with the zones that I write myself is they take forever to get implemented. Because they're not as fun for JIC to code as stuff that we wrote together. or that we
stuff that we work on, or, you know, stuff where, and even like the stuff that I write, you know, like the NetHack dungeon went in pretty quickly, certainly compared to a lot of the stuff that you've written and that needs to go in, but because it's not just work, it's like work and then some. Yes. And then some creativity, you know, and then some work and then some creativity. So it's like it kind of builds in its own breaks as the new content needs to go in. And it's, yeah. You know, one of these days I'm going to, and I'm either going to do this or I'm just going to come to the realization that I'm never going to do it and hire somebody to do it to give you, Mr. Skullhead, an actual interface for putting in adventures and monsters and stuff, that then all I would have to do was kind of edit them and make sure that they worked okay.
Ooh.
Some kind of test zones to work on, because that's stuff that, you know, you have time to do and would totally want to do, and it would be neat for me to be able to let you do it,
yeah.
Because that's less work for me and more goodies for the kids.
And if you do that before our Christmas break, where I'm not going to school and doing nothing but sitting around for days on end, then we could probably get Ascension in before the first of the year.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Not that we. No, we're not announcing that.
Positive. Positive confidence in our ability to do that. But yeah. Okay. What? Huh. Sly, did you accidentally send Char 1,000 Mr. Accessories? Yeah, I don't know. Char says, your assistant accidentally sent me 1,000 Mr. Accessories and I returned them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Char. Wait, is Char a guy?
I don't know.
Mr. Skullhead, is Char a guy?
Man, I'm falling down on my duties as community liaison.
And by just not knowing every single player's gender.
Yep.
Being able to produce it from memory immediately.
I do know that Faustus Pringle is playing as a girl, and I seriously doubt that's the case.
Given the pictures.
And the voice. Faust, if you're listening,
all right, so Shadows
Light
says
sorry.
That it was indeed the potion of power was Shadows Light's idea. And cool. Niall says, why is toast so important? It's not. It's just tasty and easy to make.
Yep.
Meatwad 202 says, ever play Katamari Damacy? No. I've been intending to buy it because it's cheap. And I think the initial run of it that was hard to find has been made up for. I think you can get it pretty much anywhere now. So I really should pick that up.
Sooner or later.
Because I did buy
the
PS2. To play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which I totally lost interest in after like 3 days. It was really makes me sad. I could probably get back into it. Let's see. My aunt is religious like that, says Big Ben WD, and none of his cousins can play because of familiars and the demon market. Yeah, see, there you go. So no way they would ever, you know, no way that your aunt would ever actually see the Hell Ramen.
So as soon as you get to the market demon, you're done? Huh.
Yeah.
Arkarungu says, did you guys watch the 3D movie I made when I managed to get 2^31 turns of elemental sauce-sphere? I did not see that.
I didn't become aware of that until actually this message today, which is why I didn't want to say anything about it when you asked me before, is because the answer is no, I didn't see it. I wasn't even aware of it. I was aware of your quest for the 2^31 power turns of sauce-sphere, and I was aware of your having succeeded. But send us a link, and then we will plug, just like I did with Skullhead's mom. plug. Alchemical Soul says, why are Disco Bandit skills not as effective as they should be based on the level of effort needed to get them? Actually, the Disco Bandit spells are... they don't just do the damage. They do the damage, and they weaken the opponent. So I think a lot of people don't realize that. They see the damage. They don't see... There are some sort of textual clues that they've done other stuff, but they're not really consistent because I'm less concerned with the textual descriptions of things being consistent than I am with them being funny. So, the thing is that a well-timed disco face stab can render a monster considerably less likely to be able to hit you. which makes them somewhat more valuable. But, you know, a lot of the skills, I will admit, are pretty useless, or, you know, they run the gamut between way too powerful and way useless. You know, so, you know, and again, it's like, it's more, if through deciding that the classes should be balanced, I decide that, you know, Disco Bandits shouldn't have healing skills, I would leave them in there anyway, just because I think Disco Nap is a funny skill. So, you know, I mean, I think every class can be played viably at this point. I don't think there are any just serious, and you know, I don't think there are any, like, PvP balance issues. It doesn't need to be totally balanced, because it was never, you know, I mean, something that people don't take into account is this wasn't even a game when it was first released,
right.
You know? It was just like, it was just like some things to read. But, I don't know. That's another one of those things that really needs to be done. We need to go through and look at all the skills, see what people are doing, you know, see which ones people think are stupid, and which ones are cool. Werebear says, can we make it so we can't be put on people's friends lists? Xenophobe would love it. Yeah, but I have Xenophobe on my friend list. So, you know, he would be the first person to take advantage of that feature, and I don't want him to, because I like Xenophobe. Xenophobe's nice. Yeah, Xenophobe isn't nice. Sizzler says, hey, the lazy ass, a donkey, may be a good familiar for the future. This is player suggestion number 12,093,406. Enjoy. Huh. I wonder what it would do. It could be like the donkeys in Dungeon Siege, which made it so Dungeon Siege was able to advertise itself as the game with donkeys in it, and also suck in every regard. Remember Penny Arcade Expo, Mr. Skullhead? Mr. Skullhead? Mr. Skullhead? Mr. Skullhead? I have no idea if anyone can hear me.
Sorry about that.
Oh, I see. You were just gone. I was all thinking that I was that something was wrong.
Well, the doorbell and the pizza and the not having enough cash and yeah.
Did you try out the peephole?
Yeah. I'm still trying to convince Jess that it exists.
Let's see. Nemi says, how often do you guys check your K-mail, and is there a max limit on K-mail in your box? You know, there is not a limit of the amount of things that can go into Josh's mom's box, as I've discovered by pushing what I thought would be the limits a lot of times. The K-mail actually, what gets sent to JIC and what gets sent in via bug reports and what gets sent in via that email form on the front page gets diligently answered and dealt with by my lovely and talented assistant, Zlyania, every single day of the week, except sometimes Sundays and Saturdays. So we get them. It used to be such that, you know, there would be, you know, some sort of flailing attempt to keep up on stuff, and then maybe once a month everything would get deleted in bulk with a cursory glance. But luckily we're past that now because, like I said, of the tireless efforts of Slania, who is leaving. Goodbye, Slania.
Good night.
Char is a guy.
Let's see. Char was a boy's name.
But Charo is a girl's name.
True. It should be Chara.
Yeah.
Hanukkah asks, ever thought of a standalone version of KOL in any way? I don't know how it would look at work, just asking the question.
Squishy18 says, can you make spamming and chat harder to do? I hate waiting through crap.
We could make it so you have to wait a minute between chat posts.
That'd be awesome.
Yep. But anyway.
You know, I wonder if some kind of limit wouldn't maybe be, you know, maybe 1 second. Although, I'm constantly running into the forum posting limit, which really pisses me off. So maybe that's not. Let's see. So we've got. Whoa! Oh! All right. We've been sent the link to Archurangu's movie about the, I don't know if it's about the 2 to the 31 sauce spheres. Toast is important for the toast telethon, says the Pasta King, referring us to a post in the forums, which is maybe about a toast telethon.
Yes.
Toast telethon. What's the toast telethon, Mr. Skullhead?
The toast telethon is an effort by the Pasta King to collect as much toast as possible for Skatcha.
So, why for Skatcha?
Yeah. Skatcha is the kid with muscular dystrophy in this particular telethon. Even though Skatcha doesn't really have muscular dystrophy.
But what? Why are... What?
I don't know. I'm going to read this form like real quick.
Why does Skatcha need them? I'm not even seeing anything in the forum about Skatcha. I think you're just making it. I think you're constantly thinking about Skatcha.
Uh-huh. Along with your axe wound.
And my gash.
Yeah, but no, it's because Skatcha collects toast and...
I see.
Getting toast would make Skatcha happy. Ergo. I'm going to try and play this this movie, although it hasn't downloaded yet. So if it has sound effects, we're all going to find out real quick when I start playing it.
Yeah, I can't get it to load.
It is playing.
Unlike... I can't really make a your mom joke, even though I use the word load.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I guess I could say I can get your mom to load.
Your mom enjoyed my heavy load.
That's creepy.
That I shot into her lady butt.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk like that about your own mom, Skullhead.
I said your mom.
Whatever. You meant your own mom. Rubber Bunny says in a private message to Jick, which don't do that. Wait, I'm seeing that. Whoa, what do these dialogue boxes mean? Kingdom of Loathing could not be found.
It's kind of artsy.
It's a movie. Whoa, pants. Whoa, scared. This is kind of cool, though.
Yeah. It's like an art film.
Does it have sound?
People wearing furry pants. I don't believe that it does. A guy with some Mr. Accessories on.
They've all jumped up into the sky and just stayed there. Now, whoa, now they're back down. They're wearing star hats and jumping. Whoa, and spinning staves around. Whoa. This is a good play-by-play. I'm sure that everyone's very excited about this radio show right now. And that, whoa, and then some kind of big skyward-pointing sharp dong.
Damn it, Dick, you're spoiling it for me because I'm not there yet.
Oh, yeah? Whoa! Page cannot be displayed. Whoa!
This is kind of groovy, though. Definitely check out Archurangu's movie, the link to which is available.
I don't know. Do we do a system message about it?
I don't know. How much bandwidth do you suppose Archurangu has?
I don't know. We're about to find out, though.
Although I still haven't been able to load the entire thing.
I loaded the entire... Well, I think I did. I don't know. It depends on how it ends. Since it's artsy, it might very well end like it just ended. So, thank you to whoever sent me this eBay thing about the Ms. Pac-Man cards, because it makes me pretty happy. Although they're not in the... Oh, I see. It's just like a set of cards. See, I want the actual packs. I want to open them. And, you know, ruin their value.
Word.
How we doing on messages here?
So, Olds Freak asks, can you name my spooky skeleton familiar? We probably can. What should we call Olds Freak's spooky skeleton familiar?
I don't know. What kind of cars does Oldsmobile make? I know they make the Alero.
How about Anna? First name Anna, last name Rexic. Well, that'd be in poor taste. No pun intended.
How about B.U. Lemic?
Awesome.
That would be an equally poor taste. Let's see. So there's the Alero, the Silhouette, and the Bravada.
And the Jetta.
Jetto.
Is a Volkswagen product. Never mind. I'm just going to quit talking.
Yeah, I guess we can't. I guess we can't name your...
Yes, your answer is no.
Tudlow says, Jick, all the old school players despise the shout filter. Is there any way we could shut it off in chat channels? Wait, what? Why would old school players despise the shout filter? I mean, do you mean old school as in, like, the old school meaning staying away from the mall? I don't get it.
The shout filter, were we to take away the shout filter, you would understand immediately why it was implemented in the first place.
You certainly would.
Squishy18 says, I just realized white Canadians aren't in Whitey's Grove. Any thoughts? They're also not in Canada. Ponder. Yeah. I'm going to go grab a slice of pizza. I'll be right back.
You what?
I'm going to grab what? A slice of pizza.
You're going to
grab a pizza slice of pizza.
See, this is what people mean about the show starting to suck in the second hour. Let's see. I am the AZN man. What does AZN mean? Do you know, Mr. Skullhead? Does it mean Asian? Because the bub isn't Asian, and his clan is like AZN. Anyway, I am the AZN man. I am the Asian man. I am the secret Asian man. Says, Pasta King needs them because Scotch's father was saved by a piece of toast in World War II. Oh, I can see why she would like pieces of toast then. Nate Pyrokai says, has anyone ever done a caricature of you guys? And if so, how large was your head? No. They haven't. Squishy18 says, how often do you read player suggestions? Well, the ones that are sent directly to me, I read them as often as they're sent. The ones that are posted in the forums, I usually try and go through and read, you know, the top, like, 20... 30 posts in the forums, like at least once a day. Let's see. Nipoknik says, perhaps we can replace the antique store with a soup kitchen. One free soup per day for anyone level 5 and below. If you'll remember, I was the guy who said the kingdom needed soup. That's actually something I'd been intending to do for a while back, is make it so low-level players get some food, whether it was like some non-transferable food that... that the council gave you or something or whatever or something. Just because I think a lot of people might not realize right off the bat when they start playing that food gives you more turns. And it would also, you know, give them more turns in the very beginning. The Meatwad 202 says, can you make a Yeti familiar? No, you can't.
We can and might. We reserve the right to. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's see. Brahe says, also, what about adding little paper umbrellas to especially salty dogs and or super martinis? Maybe. Tiberius says, can you name my pickle? No.
No, hell no.
Ooh, Inari found me some unopened cards. The Bub says, some people think Asian. It's Arizona nightlife to me.
Huh.
The Bub says, Rabbit is a good VW. I remember somebody having a VW Rabbit. Miss Pac-Man vintage box of bubblegum collector cards. Whoa, wow, holy crap. 36 unopened packs. That's 8 more unopened packs than a box of 28 unopened packs.
Yep.
Mr. Skullhead.
Pro Bob again.
4 days left, and it's at $19.
But you know,
I might have to consider buying this.
4 days out. Pro Bobigator says, are there plans to update chat ever? Chat is being updated constantly.
Yeah, every time somebody says something. Sure. It's okay, isn't it? I mean, are there things that are really, really bad about it?
I mean, we're constantly adding and fine-tuning the chat.
We're adding and fine-tuning?
Yep.
Let's see. The messages are starting to dry up. Unlike your mom.
Ah. Man, Quaggy is going to be drunk off her ass.
Yes, she is.
Tudlow says, I wasn't suggesting removing the filter from the public channels, only the clan channel. So making it a clan option to allow shouting in their Shan clannel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's worth, you know. I don't know how many people would actually use that, is what I'm going to say.
Right.
But, yeah. Let's see. Riff suggests Oriole Nest Soup. That's a good way to get some soup to low-level players.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Skilled says, can you start up the council event where you donate spectral pickles to fund research for the ghost pickle on a stick? That'll get the recipe going. Actually, it's about... did I say this on the air already, Mr. Skullhead?
Yes.
Yes, I did. The recipe will go back in pretty soon. The people in charge of most of the pickles that are remaining are going to auto-sell them. Probably tomorrow, I think, is what these people said. So then, once the total number of pickles in the kingdom are down below, you know, the total number of players in the kingdom, then I'm pretty comfortable putting the recipe back in. And maybe someday the pickle factory will come back. You just never know.
No man can know the hour of its coming or going, which I think I have to say at least once a week now. Meat Puppet asks, are there still Yeti signs?
No. The adventure that drops the Yeti signs was taken out. I know a lot of people are
yep.
What? Huh?
So a lot of people are
I forgot what I was talking about.
We know that a lot of people are annoyed that you have we have a trophy that can't be got by new players.
Oh, so yeah, that was what I was talking.
We will probably make there be a way to get it.
Yeah. Somehow. It was also kind of a joke, but I know that people are pissed about them. Yeah. Now a bunch of people berating me about using donation funds to get Pac-Man cards. All right, fine.
Come on, let the men have some fun.
As for updates, I was wondering if there might be a way to log off without waiting 15 minutes. Yes, you can type /exit, and it will do exactly that. And that feature has existed for a long time. Vicious Weasel says, did either of you get a Nintendo DS? Didn't we talk about this last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, I didn't either. I still only have one game for my GBA.
I have a number of games.
My GBASP.
Games for my GBA, but they have to prove the worth of the DS before I'm going to use it. You know, I mean, I could see how if I was in high school in a city where I was going to be, you know, around a lot of people who had DSs and could play, you know, the multiplayer games, if I could reliably find a way to play the multiplayer. But as it is, you know, I'm a grown-up, and I'd be sitting here in my house, and the only people that I play video games with are myself and Skullhead's mom, sometimes in the Afterglow. And she doesn't have a DS, so I'm not going to get one.
No, she
for
might.
A while. Maybe they'll come out with something that I just have to have. I mean, if they come out with a non-3D Zelda game for the DS, then I will buy it, just like right then. But a 3D Zelda game, I would have to... the time would have to tell on that. I felt sort of stabbed in the asshole by the Wind Waker. Just because, you know, I like Zelda a lot, and the Wind Waker disappointed me in a number of ways. And I make that, in my mind, the same thing as stabbing me in the ass. Char says, do you play online poker? Since you were into gambling so much, I'd like to take some of your money. No, I don't play online poker.
I can't really see doing any gambling where a computer decides what cards show up. It just seems to me like it would be really easy to program it so that it lost often enough to not make you suspicious.
Well, I don't think... I mean, I think the computer just is the dealer and you play against other people. Which, in that case, it doesn't really matter what it does. You know, as long as everyone is treated fairly by it, I mean, they just get a cut of every pot.
Right.
The people running the thing. So, I mean, there wouldn't really be any advantage to it playing unfairly unless it was just trying to give a specific player an advantage.
I played online blackjack.
Nate Pyrokai says, a soup kitchen is a good idea, except it seems a bit Neopet-ish. I've never even seen Neopets. So if there are things that people suggest that are things that exist in Neopets, you know, don't do that. I don't have anything against it, you know. I mean, it seems like... But, you know, a lot of people vilify it a little bit.
I played it for about 20 minutes way back in the day.
Yeah? What'd it seem like?
It seemed interesting, but then it just seemed like way too much work.
Oh, yeah?
Danublar asks, hey, Jake, do you actually make money off this game, or do you put it back into the game to keep it running and becoming better?
Yes. Both. Yeah. It prevents Mr. Skullhead and I from having to get real jobs, and, you know, it allows us to continue to do things to make it better.
I think the important thing to say is that we have never not had money to improve the game because of money that we've been paid from the game.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's never been
and that will never ever happen.
Yeah, you will never hear like, well, we need some new servers, but I just bought a mansion. You know, I just bought a Ferrari, so you don't get new servers. It will never ever happen.
Yeah, everybody accused us of trying to get Ferraris when we put in Mr. Store, but really, Ferraris cost a lot. And I know, because I just bought one with your money. Ha ha ha! Fuckers. No, not really. I don't want a Ferrari. And neither does Mr. Skullhead.
Nope, I want a Mini Cooper because I like man sex.
Yep. That's what I was going to say about you, but it didn't have anything to do with that. And so does your mom, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of it from me and all the other guys down at the docks.
Yeah, she's always had a thing for guys with tiny penises.
You need to download this Eminem video.
Guys with what?
Tiny cocks.
You keep cutting out. Tiny cocks.
Tiny cocks.
By tiny, you mean veiny and huge.
Whatever this is,
we'll see it. Yeah, all right. See, this is... You can tell this is the second hour of the show. Where it becomes the Jake's Penis Show. Let's see. Somebody said, I wanted to mention this because this was a cool idea. And I don't know whose idea it was. Obfus Jake says, no wait, was it Obfus Jake? I think it is Obfus Jake, but this isn't what... What's the chance of adding a PvP channel to chat? People have nowhere to talk about PvP stuff and it's overflowing into normal and trade all the time. That's a kind of a cool idea, actually. Like a social channel that you can only get into if you've broken your stone.
That is very cool.
That's one of the, you know, that's maybe the idea that we needed for the other, you know, for one of the other social channels. Where is it that he said this? It was about giving seal clubbers the ability to, like, distill equipment into some kind of enchantment. I don't know. I'm searching. Imagine these stammerings as a percentage bar. All right, it was Obfus Jake, and he says, I saw a great idea on the forums, a skill that would let seal clubbers melt down useless crap and smith it into temporary effects. It'd be both a buff for seal clubbers and an item sink. Thoughts? That is actually a pretty cool idea. One of the things that I like about World of Warcraft, is the way the trade skills work. One thing is that you seem to be able to get into them and make some useful and interesting stuff without having to spend a shitload of time and a shitload of money gathering resources and making the same dumb things over and over again. Though there's a certain amount of that just because they have to add a time element to it, you know, because they don't have the advantage that I have of it being limited in the number of actual meaningful actions you can take in the game per day. But the way that a lot of them work, like I've got one guy doing enchanting and one guy doing like leather working. And the person that does leather working, you can make these patches that they're a consumable item that you use them, and it just gives a bonus to a specific piece of equipment that sits on it like an enchantment. You can only do one at a time, but that's maybe not a bad idea. Maybe like let seal clubbers, to steal something directly from the blacksmithing systems of every MMO ever. I mean, to allow them to turn three weapons, or a certain number, a certain power level of weapon into like a sharpening stone that you use that works like the Nobgoblin sharpening spray.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Mr. Skullhead?
It sounds like a groovy idea.
Just something that gives you temper, like, as sort of like the idea of turning buffs into items, but turning items into other items that give you buffs.
Right.
Just a temporary effect that adds to weapon damage or adds to your damage absorption.
So
that kind of fits.
Yeah.
Allow them to sort of distill things into the essence of sharpness or the essence of protection.
Because, man, that would be good. That would make seal clubbers a little more social.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
And that would go along with maybe, doing the thing that we had talked about, giving disco bandits some drinks that only they can make.
Right.
And that actually, that might be the thing, to give Pastamancers some, Pastamancers do have a lot of food that only they can make. So that would kind of change. That would sort of balance that out. Since Pastamancers have something that they can sell as an item, because they're not the buffing class, and Sorcerers have the buffs, kind of the same thing with Seal Clubbers, but since it's equipment, the demand for it, is pretty low, because you only ever need one.
Right.
So this would be something usable that would fit in with the smithing aspect. Yeah. No, that's something that's cool. I'd like to find out whose idea that is, so that I could look at what they had to say and, see if they had elaborated any more than Obvious Jake said. So if somebody wants to send me a link to the particular forum post where that was suggested, that would be pretty cool.
Alrighty. So Squishy18 says, why did the Thanksgiving thing suck? I've seen that in the forums a little bit.
There wasn't like a lot of new stuff, but it didn't suck.
Well, people were disappointed that it wasn't like Halloween, where there was like a new zone and new items. But not all of the holidays are going to involve that. Probably one of the other holidays coming up will involve that. And the holiday stuff really isn't about adding more zones and stuff to the game. It's more just having a fun little thing that pops up every 96 days.
Yeah, just something interesting, something different about it. Red Halo says, so what make model cars do you drive? I drive a 1992 Ford Ranger.
And I drive a 1999 Chevy Prism.
That keeps breaking down.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Squishy18 says, any ideas for the Wand of Nagamar? No. Inari says, do you plan on buying new servers anytime in the near future? Yeah, I really should probably start looking into spreading distributing the database server out across multiple boxes. The problem with that is that it's such a gigantic hassle for me to upgrade the hardware appreciably with the way that the hosting company works. So any change that I make at this point is probably going to be a tremendous amount of work and very, very expensive, and also dramatically increase the upkeep costs of it, because I really would like to have something co-located locally, but there's no way I'm going to get anything like the kind of deals that I'm able to get on bandwidth now. I don't know. That's definitely something I got to look at. And it's getting to the point where it is grown beyond my ability to know enough about the management of it to be able to do it. But obviously, Heroes Forger says, can you guys talk more enthusiastically? Can you muster any enthusiasm?
Fuck yeah!
Awesome.
That's all I got.
Let's see. Being sent something that Larrabee Starboard Larrabee Starbird says is offensive. La la la. Here Child on fire. Huh. That isn't offensive. Squishy18 says, A, have you ever met the Penny Arcade guys? And B, you think they'll ever do a comic about KOL? I don't know. We didn't meet the Penny Arcade guys, did we? Did you talk to either of them?
No, I actually walked by them a bunch on the first day of PAX, but I just had no idea that that's who they were.
I ended up sitting next to one of the, see, I don't know which one is which. I ended up sitting next to one of them at one of the presentations or something for a long time, but I didn't actually talk to him because I was afraid that he would be mean to me, because who am I? But he probably wouldn't have. Yeah, I also felt kind of bad because we were there sort of pimping the game, and I didn't, it was like, I don't know. I'm too self-conscious about something. Let's see. Nate Pyrokai says, is it possible to spontaneously combust in KOL? And if not, can you make it so? Fire is fun. No. It isn't possible, and no, I won't. The Pasta King says, sits on it like Mr. Skullhead's mom. Ha 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 ha. Probably in reference to something that I said a while back. Which, thank you for helping me talk about what a whore Mr. Skullhead's mom is.
Fucker.
Yeah, well. Riff says that the idea that Obvious Jake says about the Seal Clubber thing is it was in the new item sync ideas thread. Because that is a way, the more I think about that idea, the more I like it a lot. Because it is a way to get rid of items without introducing item decay, which is something that I don't ever want to do. Yeah. Senor Random says, is there any chance of there ever being able to mix the tea with lemon or making ice to make Long Island iced teas? Probably the Long Island iced tea will get in there at some point. One way or another, we're going to find it. We're going to get it. Momo Child says, okay, so here's my message for Jake/Scully. Hi! !!
Howdy.
Let's see. Apparently, the chat, the leaflet code is being spoiled in the chat widely again. So, am I going to change it again? I'm running out of things to change it to.
What would be ideal is for people to stop doing that. But
yeah, that would be pretty ideal.
Da Nublar asks, why do the chat servers really slow down after nightly maintenance? That's because a whole fat crap load of people log on right after nightly maintenance. Or is there something else at work there?
There shouldn't be anything else. Right. I mean, that is the busiest time of the day. You know, if you play when there are only 700 or 800 simultaneous players, it is just smoking fast now. Which, thinking back to, like, wow, if I could imagine this being that fast with 900 people logged on, that would be so great. All right, so it was apparently Yossarian's idea. Way to go, Yossarian. And good name, too. Bill DeCat says, I want rings of a really aggravated monster. That is something that I think there might be, maybe should be some more items that do that. Because I think people like that.
Yeah.
And Office Jake posts a link to the specific thread. That's cool. Also credits it to Yossarian. Awesome, Yossarian. Meatwad202 says, you bore me. Also says, I can go screw myself. No, wait, he didn't really say that.
Well, he does say, hinchin' a go-go, baby, which means he's a fan of Beautiful Joe. And, yeah.
Huh?
Hinchin' a go-go, baby, from Beautiful Joe, you know?
Oh, maybe I didn't get that far.
He says it at the beginning when he gets all buffed up. Yeah, Beautiful Joe's a great game if you like to sit down and play for 45 minutes and then die and realize that you haven't saved or had an option to save in that 45 minutes or possibly 90 minutes. And once I figured that out, I lost interest very quickly.
As much as I like the idea of that game being, you know, a throwback to the days when video games were really hard, I was also a little kid during the days when video games were really hard, and my time wasn't worth as much to me. You know, so it's like, you know, it used to be you couldn't save at all. You just run out of your three guys, and if you didn't, like, goddamn Rygar for the NES. But we beat that, man. We beat it. Let's see. Doc Trauma says, shouldn't there be tonic water in the game somewhere? It'd be great for making drinks. Yes, there should be. In fact, there's the tonic water elemental, which I think I intended for it to drop tonic water back in the day, but since it appears so infrequently, although actually that would make tonic pretty pretty rare and pretty valuable.
Yep. If you could only see how rare and valuable it would be, maybe you would understand.
Alchemical Soul says, would it be possible to implement slash FAQ for questions like, who is the DJ? Well, no. I mean, you can, chatbot can tell you who the DJ is. But
she can't tell you who the rapper is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually know how chatbot gets that information.
I'd wager the same way that radio-kol.com does.
Well, I guess it could just open a stream to the actual page that tells you how many people are on and what the name of the show is and stuff.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. But no, I mean, no. Yeah, just message chatbot and ask how chatbot works, and chatbot will tell you how it works, how she works. Sorry. Nate Pyrokai says, what are your views on optical illusions, and is there an area where optical illusions are used in KOL? Every area has the illusion of actual artwork.
In real life, a lot of those things are bigger or smaller than they're drawn.
They just look different.
Yeah. The Chief times Ninja equals, I don't know, but she does say that you should make some familiar or accessory for KOL's birthday, and it could be a KOL birthday cake or a KOL-shaped Kindle. When is KOL's birthday? Did we decide?
Look at the old announcements. Like, the announcements begin January 31st of 2003? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first announcement. As of today, there are no old announcements, except for this one, and this one doesn't count. Yeah, that must have been pretty much when it went live, because looking at, you know, that was like 2 weeks before the Haiku dungeon went in.
And like a week and a half before the announcement on Asymmetric.
Yeah, yeah.
So January 31st?
Yeah, apparently January 31st. I mean, I was working on it before that. You know, I worked on it for about a week before I told anybody about it.
Yeah.
Momo Child loves Marana. Thanks.
We also should probably look at getting out of here and letting Marana get back on the air.
Oh, Marana's coming on the air?
Yeah, okay. I think that's what Momo Child was trying to tell us.
I see.
In her own special Bashy-influenced way. So, let's see. What should we go out on tonight?
I don't know. I know what I'm going to go down on tonight. It's your mom. All right. I think I went a little bit too far. With your mom last night. All right. Well, everybody, we love you, and we will miss you until next Thursday. You know what, Mr. Skullhead? I am not going to be in town next Thursday.
You won't
so
be.
It looks like it might just be the Mr. Skullhead show, if you're around.
Yeah, so next Thursday we won't be doing this. I probably won't do the same thing because I don't know anything about stuff. So
oh, come on.
So we'll probably just see you again a week from Thursday.
Yeah.
And
unless that isn't like Christmas or anything, is it?